honestly cannot believe that I'm starting this podcast. It's been a long time coming. I've had a very hard time trying to find out the title, what topics to discuss. I've always wanted to do a podcast, just never knew where to start. But I always knew that I love talking to people. I love sharing my personal thoughts on the things that I love, which would be fashion and home, creativity, mental health, and lifestyle. And I figured, why not just wrap up all those topics that I know that I love and talk about all the time anyway? And that would be part of the podcast. And then just come up with a title. So then I thought to myself, okay, what title do I want to have? You know, there's so many people with a podcast nowadays, and sometimes you may see the same title for 5 different podcasts, but featuring different people. But the one title that I thought of was Now I Know, because I don't know, maybe if it's just me, but whenever you are talking to someone or you're watching something, you really didn't know what to expect. And then once you finish having that conversation with someone, or you finish watching whatever it is that you've watched, whether it was a documentary or an episode or whatever it is, does any time in your mind, like, you think to yourself, oh, like, now I know this and this and that, or now I know this is how someone makes sneakers, or now I know this is how someone makes ice cream? I don't know, maybe it's just something I think of, but I feel as if a lot of people would say, oh, now I know how to do this. So that statement itself popped into my mind, and I thought, well, why not I just call the podcast Now I Know? And I can talk about all the topics that I love, which is fashion and home and mental health and lifestyle. Because a lot of the time, I like to post a lot of photos and videos on Instagram, which, by the way, you can follow me at Ashley Taylor Bernath. And I really enjoy being as authentic as possible when it comes to my content. I think sometimes we could be a little bit fake in certain areas. I think just naturally that just happens. But the one thing that I always like to aim for is authenticity in the best way that I can. So if you notice, on all of my creative spaces, I like to post about lifestyle tips, like what kind of ginger shots I'm drinking today, because I love ginger shots, or like drinks, or if I'm talking about fashion, what are like the most, not like most popular fashion trends, but what's going to be the most fashion forward ones. And then I love, you know, showing bits and pieces of my home and different decor pieces and where to find them and measurements and how to put them in your house correctly. And then going into mental health and talking about how important it is to live such a healthy lifestyle. And then I thought to myself, well, I feel like if these are all of the things that I incorporate into my life that are actually working out for me, and I'm still trying to find how they can be even better, why not go ahead and share that with everybody else? Because honestly, I think it's really interesting just listening to those talk about how they live their lives and how you can take bits and pieces of what they do in their life and apply it to yours and see if it works for you or not. So boom, there goes the podcast, Now I Know. So going into a little bit about myself, because you obviously have to get to know about the person you're listening to, right? I'm Ashley again. I'm 26 years old. I will be 4 years away from 30. And the sound of that kind of freaks me out a little bit, because I don't want to be old. But at the same time, I would love to be older. Because just think about it. Like, I'll be in my 30s. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds so liberating. You know, I don't know what's going to really be like. You know, anything could happen. But it just sounds liberating. And I know in your 20s, you like tend to find yourself, and it's somewhat of a struggle, but it's so fulfilling at the same time. But it's more of a struggle at the same time. But I'm just looking forward to what's coming ahead and just getting to know myself more and more. And I think that's the most fulfilling thing, is to get to know yourself more. Anyways, I'm married as well. I'm married to my lovely husband. We've been married for 3 years. His name is Evan, by the way. You probably will see him on Instagram as well. He also has a clothing line, so just putting a little plug in there. You can also find him on Instagram at Evan Bernath, and his clothing line, which is Fruition. So it'll be at Fruition777_. Check it out. it's pretty good. He has a really good concept and everything. I think it's great. Moving forward, we live in a really cute little, closest to 1,200 square foot blue home. Not even kidding, the house is blue. We honestly had a debate about whether the house should be blue or not. We ended up going with it. But definitely for the next house, we'll choose a different color. But we work with what we have, right? We have two amazing cats. One of them is Yumi, the other one is Gray. They are extremely different cats. By the way, if you haven't known about this before, but I was never an animal person before. And ever since I've married my husband, look what marriage can do to you. Ever since I've married my husband, now all of a sudden we have animals, and now I cannot see my life without them. Isn't that weird? It's just odd. I mean, I could definitely live without animals, but they've just placed a special place in my heart that I just don't know what to do if they weren't around. I don't understand. Anyways, going back to the main point, I probably will be saying anyways a lot because I like to say a lot of different things and talk about a lot of different things, but I have to stay on track. So mainly, like I said, this podcast will talk about fashion, home, mental health, and lifestyle tips, tricks, whatever it is. We may even have some special guests. Could be a family member, could be a friend, could be my husband. That would be really sick to do. But he has to feel comfortable doing it. So hopefully he'll be able to step out of his comfort box and be able to be on this podcast and talk about whatever it is that we're going to talk about. More so marriage, duh. But we may even talk about finances or values or how to communicate. You know, we may not be the best communicators, we're still learning as well. But I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I don't ever want to have a mentor or have a podcast with people who are completely perfect. I think sometimes you will learn so much more about someone in their imperfect moments, if that makes sense at all. That's just a little sneak peek of what may be in the future episodes. Going forward, I hope that you loved episode one, basically just getting to know myself, what's going to be on the podcast, and I'm looking forward to episode two. It may consist of morning routines or talking about how to have a healthy routine, not necessarily just for mental health, but your physical health, and how to just prepare yourself for the day ahead and just to make it a little bit easier because sometimes some days are harder than others. So just having a routine might help with that. But that's the podcast. That's episode one. Can't wait for episode two. And I will talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.